Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Time to play with pain, where sports and inaccuracy collide. Now, here's your host, veteran sportscaster, and the voice of the International Speed Fishing Championships, Jet Waterhouse.
Ah, brother! Hello again, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. My guest today, great comic, conquered last comic standing, and is to pro wrestling what Jeff Bezos is to space travel. Taylor Williamson, we're going to be talking to Taylor in just a second. Playing the first ever Play With Pain deep dive with Taylor. We're going to do that in just a second. Wrestling, that's the topic, like WWE kind of wrestling. But first, time for the Waterhouse Update, sponsored by Winnebago, the only RV with its own deli. NFL, Falcons beat the Jets in London, or as John Gruden would say, a bunch of playing a bunch of in a real town. Jacksonville so bad Urban Meyer grabbed his own ass. Packers missing more kicks than the Rockettes on edibles. And that Browns Chargers game crazier than the notion of Kim Kardashian hosting SNL. And for the first time in NFL history, the majority of NFL head coaches not overweight. They look like in-shape guys in a beard trimmer commercial. That item sponsored by Typewriter, the elliptical word processor. I don't know how it works. College football! Georgia's number one for the first time since before there was high fructose corn syrup. Bama loses. Nick Saban so angry he defibrillated himself. Iowa, like a wheat thresher that somehow has cruise control, they just keep coming at you. And USC, I haven't seen a tailspin like this since Andy Dick's career. That wrap-up sponsored by 45-hour energy drink. Live big, crash hard. America's pastime. No, not wondering what was in your body wash before it became plant-based. Baseball! Tampa Bay uniform so ugly, Party City said, we're not stocking those for Halloween. Boxing! Tyson Fury beat Deontay Wilder for the heavyweight fake boxing name championship. And finally, this week in sports history, the date 1921, the place Chicago, Illinois. The NFL's Decatur Staleys moved and became the Chicago Staleys. Said Decatur, oh yeah, Chicago, well one day we'll build the tallest skyscraper in the world and you'll see. This Waterhouse Update sponsored by Nugentix, wiener pills directly from Ted Nugent. Now, finally, it's talk time. My guest today, hilarious stand-up who crushes it everywhere he goes, even places they don't want him. He doesn't care. He's just funny. Taylor Williamson. Taylor, how are you today?
Wow, thank you for having me. Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
You're a professional podcaster.
Yeah.
Does it bother you that you're just doing your job telling people like it is and people laugh the whole time?
No. I don't mind. Some people have a quality to their voice that either irritates you or makes you laugh. So I'll take I have both, actually. Simultaneously.
I think I have one of those too. Like I've had people after a stand-up comedy show say things like, you don't really sound like that in real life, do you?
After the entire show, I always like the surprised, you were funny. I like that one. That's always like, well, if you're that surprised, why'd you come out? Why'd well, you risk it, for Pete's sake?
I've had this. I'm sure you've had this. After like a show that goes actually well somehow, and then it actually went well, and then someone comes up to me to go, hey, I thought you were funny.
Oh, like, yeah. Like, so I think it seemed like everybody
this?
Did.
Yeah, like, I got this, lady. Like, I'm not crying right now. That means it went well, you whore. I don't know.
No, sometimes you have, look, sometimes an Ali jab to the face just wakes them up like that. So now you've been doing the road. How are you surviving this? It's crazy time right now. But you're managing to, you've got youth on your side. You're barely illegal to get the vaccine.
That means I need to hear this. As I age, my beard is all gray now. I know it happens, but like it's wild. It's probably like legit 75% gray beard. And
wow,
I started comedy when I was 17. So like I was a comedian before I was a full person.
Oh, so sure. Like, most comedians are.
Is that we are just emotionally stunted.
Yes.
Can I curse on this show?
Sure, you can say anything you want.
I was gonna say emotionally stunted fucks.
Yeah, I think so. Sure, why not?
Once you get paid,
you know, and the great thing about that Taylor Williamson, it's gender neutral.
That's the beautiful thing. It is true. No matter what your gender is, you become a comedian, you start getting paid, you turn into a piece of shit.
Yeah, there's some level of fuckdom there somewhere.
You don't fix. You're like a child star who finally got to get to play a twin in a movie. Like you don't become a better person. I don't know. I'm just thinking of
that's great. The child star who thinks they're stretching by playing the good and evil version of themselves. That's pretty funny.
I think it's impressive, honestly.
Yeah, sure. Now you're out there. Are you doing clubs? What are you doing? How you surviving?
I've done it all. I took a year off. I decided to take a break, a hiatus, a sabbatical from comedy.
Sure.
Last year, just coincidentally, there was a pandemic.
And,
yeah. So things came back.
Well, that was
back.
Great timing.
Yeah, so it worked out great. I was like, you know
what?
Wow,
that's amazing.
I could use a year of not knowing what my life, what meaning my life has, and having everything that I've worked for taken away from me. So this it worked out great. And I haven't really thought about it, but I've done every odd environment as a comedian since I came back several months ago. I performed in a movie theater. Two movie theaters, actually. Uh-huh. I performed in Guantanamo Bay.
I'm going to say those are the extremes of performing.
I performed.
I can kind of imagine the movie theater. Okay, they probably use the stage and they put the comic up there. I can, a little awkward. And then Guantanamo Bay, I have no idea.
Yeah.
What? Are you on the beach? Do you have to go cell to cell? Do you have to clear it with all the CIA deadheads before you take it to the prisoners? How do you do it?
I got in trouble. It caught up with me. No, I did a show for the troops and their families out there. And,
nice.
It was an honor. You support the troops, right?
Sure. What kind of hole are you trying to back me into, man?
I'm just trying to make it easy for you. Like, why? Just say yes.
This is some kind of you're the guy rolling out the hashtags like barrels, trying to trip me up, man.
Well, here's the thing. Can I be honest, Chad?
Yeah, like, sure.
I don't want to get canceled. I don't want to get canceled, but I could use some press. You know, I could use that level of press, but I need to be on the good side of it. You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But although I talked to a guy who got canceled recently in Austin, Texas, that's where you live now. Bill Cosby's moving there in a few weeks.
I'm sure Joe Rogan will have him right on the podcast.
I don't know what you're saying. I'm a big fan of him.
I love Joe.
I love him too. I think he's great.
He went to bat hard during that stealing scandal. He stood up and on the stage at the store and called out all the guys who were stealing. That was impressive.
You know what's kind of funny is that
it was really impressive. Really,
and then he got banned from the Comedy Store.
That's ridiculous.
But now he's not allowed inside the Comedy Store for another reason. But listen.
Like he's building his own Comedy Store. He doesn't care.
It's true.
Yeah.
But it is kind of funny to me that, like, because the vaccine mandate, that's the joke I went for. So listen, but there's a guy who got canceled. I'm like, are you okay? You're a person. I wish well for everyone. Are you okay? And he's like, yeah, I gained 100,000 followers.
What?
So, wow. Like, there is a business to it. But what I was going to say is...
Just ask Tucker Carlson. I mean, you know, a lot of these guys kind of on either side strike me as people who tried comedy once and it didn't go well. But then they got into radio and they picked up, they got some traction. So without the live audience, they kind of got traction. And now they got huge audiences. Left, right, doesn't matter. And now they're just milking them.
And I think comedians are...
I just bought a Rachel Maddow cozy, drink cozy. So I'm sucked in, you know? I don't even like her politics.
She makes good cozies.
Yeah, they keep your drink so cold.
That's like me and Chick-fil-A. I don't like their politics, but their chicken's so good.
Yeah, you're not eating their politics at midnight.
Right. That's how you are with your Rachel Maddow coasters. I get it. Or cozies.
Right. So now listen to me. You got a dog. Is your dog it? Now, what do you do with your dog when you're out of town? Who takes care of the pooch?
I don't know.
Wow.
She's still here, though. Thank God.
Oh, little one. So self-sufficient. She knows how to turn on the broiler and make herself a steak while you're gone. That's impressive.
Listen, she's...
What's her name?
This is Betty the dog.
Betty the dog in case, yeah. If the lighting ain't right, you could go rat in a heartbeat.
That's hurtful.
No, it's true. I'm saving your dog. Don't take him for a walk after the sun goes down because there's people out there now who just have guns. Right next to their phone.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. They'll go rat, boom. And then they won't see. Yeah. They'll go, nah, and then you'll go, that's Betty. And it's too late.
No.
No, we don't want that.
No. Don't take it back.
No. Walk her during the daytime is my advice.
Oh, good Lord. You just started quadrupling down on the mean thing you said about my child.
No. No, it's not a mean. I'm saving your dog. I'm saving your dog. I'm saving Betty. Saving Betty this year on NBC, starring Taylor Williamson and Betty.
Can you get that on the air? I'm down, Nicole. You're a rat. If you get us a TV show, you're a fucking rat, bro. Whatever you would eat. You know what? Maybe that's the show. Can we talk about this? Chet, you got a little show business connection.
Sure, yeah, I got a, yeah.
You can't train a rat, but you can train a dog to play a rat.
Sure, you know what? I'll give Brandon Tartikoff and Fred Silverman a call.
Perfect.
Hey, let's do the first ever Play With Pain deep dive.
Okay.
I know nothing about wrestling.
Yeah.
You know a lot about wrestling.
I want you
to take this step by step, take a wrestling virgin into the world of WWE.
Yeah.
How do they structure that? Because now it's a huge business. You can't used to be, Taylor, you remember the old days of wrestling. If you had a felony warrant for beating a guy up but you could hold your liquor, boom, you could become a wrestler.
Yeah.
The Vern Gagne days, those days. But now they got it like they have an academy or something. They got a tiered system that it takes to get. How do they structure that? How do you become a wrestler?
I mean, nowadays it's like back then there's like, yeah, it was just like outlaws and like angry, grumpy dudes. And there's still athletes in there too, but there's a lot of people who couldn't make it in football. And listen, I'm not, you got some balls to make that hand gesture. I'm trying not to get beat up by Hacksaw Jim Duggan over here. Okay.
Sure. You know, that's true. Yeah. Listen. Even at 93, he could crush my skull with his elbow.
He's got a 2x4. He walks around with a 2x4.
And that's, he's so old. That's back in the days when a 2x4 was actually about 2.5x5. You ever seen a 2x4 nowadays? It's a toothpick. It's a sliver of wood. Yeah, it's horrible. Man. So now, what draws you to the WWE? Why are you such a fan?
Can I tell you, it's so nice to be back on your show. I forgot My favorite thing about your show is that I never get to answer one question. It really brings me all the right. joy. I like right. it because it's rapid fire. You can't just move on. Okay, so
you take a comedy tangent, and I just jump back to the list of questions.
I love it. No, we got to get through this. I like that. You got a time limit. You don't get paid by the question. You get paid by the minute.
Wait, let's keep it moving. Sponsored, incidentally, tailored by Ivermectarine, the delicious way to deworm.
But Betty takes ivermectin.
Wow.
Yeah, she really does.
COVID free.
Yeah, I hope so. The question was, what was the question?
What draws you to the WWE?
Well, I think because I'm such a manly guy, I like to see like people like me, sure. just who are athletic.
Sure, a lot of people can't see your lower body here right now, but this dude is ripped.
Yeah. Very ripped, and
you're not even sold.
I listen to you. You're right. My dog is though, right?
Man, Betty is hot. Yeah, okay. Look at that cutie.
She's 1 year old. You creep.
What? But in dog years, that's like 17.
Okay, that makes it okay then. You creep.
Good Lord. John Gruden had hit on her. Urban Meyer would. Half the NFL coaches would probably hit on her. Do you like the stories, or do you like the characters, or both, or what? Wow,
I like
so many people go to these events. It's crazy to me.
I loved it since I was a kid, so it's one of those things that just like I held on to it from a child. Like I still love. What I was gonna say, what else I love from my childhood?
That paddle ball thing. That thing, do you do that? I can't. Honestly, I've never been able to do more than one. That thing, I will kill people with that before I'll get to two.
What is it even called?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, Monday night I watch wrestling. I do the paddle ball thing.
Oh wow! It's a journey through your childhood.
So it's kind of like a comic book that you've been reading since you were a kid. That's what wrestling is to me. So there's the Undertaker is like 50 and he still wrestles, and like I know him from when he was like 20 in wrestling, and now he's sure. still wrestling and through all his journey and incarnations. And I watch it, and a true wrestling fan, you watch it angry the whole time. It's like being like a Cleveland Browns fan. You just like, you're like, why do I do this? Every time I watch it, I'm like, do this. I'll love it if you do this. Then they do that. You're like, why did you do that? I didn't enjoy it. Anyway, your friends watch together and you leave angry. That's what a wrestling fan does.
Do you root more for the good guys or the bad guys, or is it about equal?
So my honest answer is, because they in the 90s, they started presenting it as sports entertainment, because they didn't want to have to pay the licensing for state athletic commission and all that, you know?
Right, right. That's smart.
So just say, hey, we're just doing a show here. We're not real, you know? So save us some money. I think there's some legal issues, too. They had to say that stuff. So I watch it. I enjoy watching people's dreams come true, like wrestlers who I used to watch doing independent shows, like in Reseda, in front of like 100 or 200
people. Oh yeah, out at the Canyon Club or something like that.
Yeah, that's literally they have a wrestling show there. I would go to they had a VFW hall in Reseda that there's guys who I legit saw perform for 100 or 200 people who now perform for 80,000 people.
And wow. So you see them on the way up. It's that's like open impressive. Mics.
It's like, it's really, and they're getting $50 or $0, you know?
Yeah.
Like paying their dues. But for a comedian, when I pay my dues, you wouldn't know about this, but comedians, when we pay our dues, like, worst thing that can happen is we get sad afterwards, you know? And
yeah.
And comedians, or wrestlers, I mean, they like, they get hit in the head with a chair and all this stuff, you know? And like, they're like, their bodies are banged up, and they don't have health insurance, working their way up and all that. Anyways,
wow.
It's exciting to see guys years later doing big stuff. And I want to see the show. I watch more from which is really nerdy and not interesting, but I'm not like, I hope that guy wins. I mean, if I care for the person, I respect a good written storyline.
Right, right. So you like the overall arc of it. And in fact, maybe other sports could benefit from that. Why not some villains? And a little physical contact and ice skating. I don't know.
I agree.
Two pairs out there at the same time, and one's in all black, and you know, one's kind of in the glittery red and pink stuff, and then they go at it. That might fire it up.
Yeah, get some color, some red coloring on the, on the eyes.
Oh yeah, go all the way. Sound effects and blood, and maybe they slash each other with their skates.
Why not?
Does it ever cross a line for you? You know it's scripted, you know, but you love the spectacle. You're not rooting necessarily for someone to win. You just want to see a great story unfold.
Yeah.
Do they ever cross a line? Do you go, that right there, that's a little too much for Taylor Williamson? Is there anything they do? Do they really? What? Well, like what?
If you go back in time, like the 90s were pretty wild. Like, you know, like all our hearts have changed since then. I was a child, so I didn't know any better. But like, and like, it's crazy. They did stuff in blackface in like 1997, which is like 70 years after, it still wasn't okay, you know? So like, that's not the best.
Wait a second. That's not the best.
That's not
that tactful comment sponsored by Fluo, Hawaii's strongest cold medicine. I see what you're saying. Yeah, there's areas. Yeah, maybe in the past where they kind of.
And then, like, in the wrestling, this is very traditional. Like, they have like, I mean, it's a lot of racial stuff where they're like, oh, you're this race, we should have you play like their character of what you are instead of just being a, like, there's a guy who's black. They're like, okay, you're Jamaican, you're Kofi Kingston, we'll give you an accent. And then the wrestlers are just like, do you want to be on TV? You go, okay, yeah, man, I'm from Jamaica. Can I do that? There's white Jamaicans.
Oh, no, you're inside a character and a safe space.
Okay. Oh, but this is like the rest
you're double protected.
I hope so. Good Lord. I have a brown daughter, okay? Listen.
That's
true. Yeah.
Hey, Betty.
Siéntate.
I'm telling you, we might see Betty on stage sometime. She's a great timing device, like George Burns' cigar. Every now and then, you just haul up Betty.
But I don't know what to do. I did write a set for her where I want to bring her on stage. I go, hey, everyone, my dog wrote some jokes. Would you like to hear them? Then I have her come on stage. But the problem is all the jokes she wrote were terribly racist.
Oh, yeah. You know, you can't trust these dogs nowadays. They're off the chain, if I may.
Nice. But so like, so to me, it's funny. Like, if she says the most horrible jokes that she wrote, I didn't even write them. But I have to read them because she's a dog. She can't talk.
Yeah,
she can write jokes, but she can't talk.
No, of course not.
So like, I read them, then she says, then it's a racist joke, then the crowd goes, and I go, Betty. And then she looks, Betty. And then the crowd laughs, and then she just keeps getting more racist. I'm like, and I go, Betty.
And then she looks at me.
She knows. She's got that part down, you know?
And like most writers, she can write jokes, but she's unable to talk. Yeah. I think that's what she said.
But it's kind of like Jeff Dunham's act. Like, his puppet is the most, like, Islamic.
Outrageous stuff, yeah.
Stuff, and he's like, I didn't say it. My puppet said it. You know?
Sure. You want to come after somebody, you come after the wood.
Yeah.
don't come after me.
Yeah. So I think there's a precedent where I won't get canceled for doing those jokes, but I'm worried it's risky because people might think that I wrote them and I should know better. Blah, blah, blah. You know?
And now, have you ever thought about writing for the WWE?
That's very funny that you said that because I got a text last week asking if I would consider writing for them.
Wow. And look at that. I'm prescient.
You're like, what's a psychic but for things that already happened? You're like, hey, one day Joe Biden might become president. What?
Late to the party?
Yeah.
Slow? No. I think that's what you're talking about. That's the name for that. I'm slow.
No, but
as opposed to David Blaine, I'm just slow.
Listen, it was interesting that you said that. And I don't know, I would be interested in helping out, but there's some that live in New York and some that live in Orlando, Florida. I don't want to live in Orlando, Florida.
No.
And work in wrestling. It just,
yeah.
It's a respect to all of the ones that do. I'd love to come in once every couple of weeks and literally I'm down for anything on camera or off camera. It'd be a dream to help out, but to move there full time and like it would just be too much of a not what I'm looking
depressing.
To.
It would be depressing. Let's be honest.
But listen, I don't know if they're watching this, you know, but like if they're watching, yeah. I respect all of them that want to live.
No, there. I said depressing. They can come after me because punching up, actual punch up on punch up is that's a tough way to go after you've after you've tasted the success of Last Comic Standing. Have you ever thought about maybe working your way in? Because they use celebrities of many degrees in wrestling. Have you thought about sliding yourself into a storyline?
Listen, I have mixed feelings on that because there's nothing worse than when you're watching wrestling and then like Drew Carey's in the Royal Rumble. Much respect to Drew Carey, but I'm like, really, Drew Carey? But then as a guy who's now would love to be like Drew Carey in every way, in most ways, in many ways, in many, many ways, like, how could you say no if he is like, Jay Leno was in a big match, like Drew Carey.
Oh, wow.
Like, as a fan, you don't want to see them, but as a comedian, how could you say no? Like,
you couldn't say no. Yeah, look who's coming out of row three. It's Jim Belushi up into the ring. Yeah, that's a little hard. I could see what you're saying.
So, like, I don't want to make the fans be like, really? Like, this schmuck. I mean, the fans are mean, though. Like, so I've been working on trying to get in there as, like, doing some goofy correspondence, like daily shows
stuff with them. Oh, that would be great.
Let me come in once in a while, be a goof, respect to what you do. Let me be like a tertiary guy. I'm not trying to be in the storyline. Let me just be in the world and play with your characters and get out. So I posted a video I did and on Reddit. That's where all the people go.
Oh, the people are going to Reddit now. Yeah.
They're going there.
I go to a site called Blew It. That's the kind of response I'm looking for. Hey, listen. So oh, thank you, Betty.
She was trying to clap, but then I worried that I was abusing her.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
The point is, the fans, they said mean things. They're just like, who's this guy? But like, they get jealous. Like, listen, I'm down to admit when I suck at something. But like, I was actually very good at what I did.
Yeah,
and it went well. And you cannot like it, but people are just vicious. Like, who's this guy? I'm not just watching this guy sucks.
Yeah.
Like, they're jealous because they want to be the nerd talking to the wrestler.
But I'm telling you that's a massive plus in that world. The correspondent, the fans love to hate. Man, you could be huge with that. And that tip, incidentally, is a freebie sponsored by Slacker Barrel. Come on in and eat or not. We don't care. Last question. Does the traditional Mexican wrestling, does that inspire anything in you too? The masks, the la leche, the whatever that is.
La leche means the milk.
Yeah, isn't that tied to the wrestling somehow?
No, that's tied to dairy, the dairy industry. That's La Leche is tied to breasts of all mammals, I believe all of them.
Well, I would think wrestlers have breasts.
Some of them do. Some of them do. It's a beautiful thing. Lucha Libre is what you.
I was thinking of. That's what I was thinking of.
Lucha Libre is what you're thinking.
You like it?
It's so much fun to watch. I've brought friends who don't like wrestling to a Lucha Libre show.
And they like it?
They loved it because it's not about the soap opera. It's not always like people, the criticism of WWE, it's mostly soap opera and less wrestling, which is true.
Right, right.
And, but Lucha Libre is high flying action. You can bring someone who's never watched wrestling before. Chet, you would like it.
I would like it. That's my ticket into wrestling, sponsored by Blah Blah Blah, the app that listens to the boring part of the conversation for you. My guest today, the brain of a comic, the heart of a superhero, Taylor Williamson. Taylor, thank you so much for coming on. I'm guessing we follow you on Twitter at Taylor Comedy.
Okay.
And now where else? Can we see you got some dates coming up? What do you want to plug? How can we get more of Taylor? Because I'm telling you, you kill me. You make me laugh every time.
Listen, likewise, it's a joy to be here.
Whoever here is. Pretty sure it's your cedar closet and my storage room. I think that's where here is.
I'm actually in a sauna, actually. You know what's fun? kind of do a special thing that
you have not cracked a sweat. You have a yeah, you're low key. If you're in a sauna wearing a sweatshirt, you know how to turn it off.
It's a rough economy. I'm trying to keep the electric bills down, so I keep the sauna off. But I spend time in this, so it sounds like I'm doing something. This is fun. Can I show you a fun thing real quick
for sure.
The video viewers?
Yeah.
You go like this, and it looks like you're on the floor.
Yeah. Looks like a hardwood floor.
But it looks like not quite. It looks like I'm kind of on the floor, but I'm not committing to it, you know?
Yeah, I would probably take the taped sign off the floor.
Listen, I got to go. Listen, I'm on the, Taylor Comedy on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, Taylor Williamson. I was on America's Got Talent. I was on Last Comic Standing also. I'm in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada.
That's great.
Yeah,
great club.
You been out there?
Yeah, up in Winnipeg. I call the International Speed Fishing Regional Finals up in Winnipeg, and then the championships, of course, are down in Cheddar Falls. I'm the voice of international speed fishing. But in any event, I've been to Winnipeg, great city.
Yeah. So many things to do there. I like Winnipeg is that literally every single person that lives there, they go, why are you here? And like, I'm not the kind of person that like shits on a town. I'm just like, great to be there. Like, why did you come here?
What? We don't even understand it. Yeah. Well, more power to you for bringing comedy to people who clearly really need it. Thank you so much for coming back to the show, Taylor Williamson.
Thank you. Thank you, Chet.
Follow me on Twitter at Chet Waterhouse and my comedian buddy at Real Jeff Cesario. His album, What Was I Thinking, streaming everywhere. You get those albums. And then he's even got Play With Pain mugs. They're up at the Jeff Cesario site, jeffcesario.com. Tell your friends I love doing this. Spread the word. It's too much fun. Listen, if you want more of me this weekend, I'll be in cartilage. Oh, this is wild. You're going to be in Winnipeg. I'm in cartilage, Saskatchewan, calling the 11th annual High Sticking Challenge for bloody.com. It's pretty much just guys whacking each other with hockey sticks. Sponsored by OCDC, the most meticulous AC/DC cover band ever. This is Chet Waterhouse reminding you to play with pain.